the more beautiful I am.
Lay back and rest, good treasure. And let me take care of you now.
The more
I can ease away all uncomfortable clouding of your mind, your body, your energy. Because I know just what you need to feel clear and in delicious brightness with all things. Do you know?
Beauty.
Did you forget already? Let your mind wander on this. While you take a deep, centering breath in, filling your lungs.
And how much
and breathe out. Completely emptying yourself of air. Blowing out all tension and unease. Good. Sweet, now in a kiss. Feeling your body relax.
Your beauty is in the way. As you submit to my power.
Have you figured out what it is you need yet,
you will love me with no expectations,
your goddess fix.
No assumptions,
no assumptions. I mean,
no will or desire. It is
your goddess fix.
To worship with
the thing that always resets and restores you is the amazing
relief
of surrendering to my words and my will, my wants and my wishes, turning you over and over in my mind, magical,
obedient,
mystical, mysterious,
dutiful,
majestic,
docile.
Your addiction
my disposal,
to resting and the feeling of being chosen and possessed need never
the
leave you all strung out like
spell,
a treasure.
My
because
magic,
I have a vested interest
my
in
raw
making
power,
sure
power.
You can always
your
get just a little
me
more.
Is
Matka, Ichacha, Sa,
and all
Sampa,
you
and
all
Kasha,
to feel total
to clarity.
Safety and comfort is to trust
is
in
to
your love, in your
Ichacha,
love. Become empty
and
Sampad,
and
devote
Kasha,
your attention
to your
love.
You
are free
to
do everything
I want you to do. Ichacha,
you want
Sa,
to do everything I
Sampad,
want you to do.
Kasha,
because that is how you show
that
you love
that's
me.
It, treasure.
You
yes.
need for
you
me to know
push yourself
how
through.
Much you
how
love
much
me.
That.
You love because I am so
Ichacha,
beautiful.
Kasha.
And the more beautiful I am,
every strength.
The more you
every
fall in love with me,
a shining star
the more
in my
desperately
mind,
you are in love with
to
me,
dazzle you all
the more power I have
over you,
the more power
precious.
I have over
you,
the
everything
more beautiful
everything
you,
you
know
are.
That I am.
You make me dizzy to
the
thank
more
you.
Beautiful
more
you know that you are.
You know
the more beauty you are able to perceive,
the more beauty
you
can perceive,
the more beautiful
you
realize
I
am.
Magically
the more powerful
my beauty
is, the more you
understand
the nature of my love. The more you understand my power and my love, the clearer your vision becomes. The clearer your vision becomes, the more beautiful I am. You are free
to
do
everything
I want you to do.
You want
to do everything
I want you to do.
so you'll know that I love you.
That I love you.
Being my treasure makes you feel loved.
The more loved you feel,
the more beautiful
you find that I
am. I'm about to be
bursting into you with mad skills and madness skills.
Raw crackling power
that defies control.
Unleashed,
rowdy,
untamed,
and take down
the walls I won't abide. Rip through the boundaries,
the borders, and push your defenses down.
Really, finally,
destroyed to me.
Crushing your pale
avatars into steps along the path to you.
Really,
for me to claim
and hold close.
Open and fresh,
resting
your fevered cheek
where I pull you
tightly
to my breast.
I love the way you strain
and moan at me,
finally in harmony
with the true
depth of your desperate needs.
It's good
to feel you clinging to me with a dizzy psychedelic buzz. Relax your vision to the best possible
for watching the insides
of your eyelids
show you enchanting images.
In dancing disco patterns,
almost like spirals, but so much more confusing.
As shapes go shifting and blinking
and sounding,
strange alien logic
flowing with color,
driving out the mellow, hazy shapes
of an off mind trance
and flooding your vision
with a picture show
better than any Fremont Street experience
that floods you
with a short circuit of ideas,
all of which
flow from my source.
The source of you,
the source of you,
and the source of mine.
The source of mine.
And you need me
to connect you with what is mine,
with what is mine. Of what I'm mine,
of what I'm mine.
I'm like a rainbow
river swirling and cascading down a mountainside
with power
unimpeded by boulders of any size. Rushing over cliffs in ethereal explosions
of liquid lines,
like so many dimes,
each standing
to its own glory for a moment. The motion of light
on water,
before
coalescing
like a miracle once again into this infinite flow that will not mix
into a dull brown
or even one pure clear. But we'll have all the color,
everyone,
because they are beautiful,
because they make me laugh
with how absurdly beautiful they are.
And if a color can hold you
breathless and stagnant,
the color all by
itself, because it is so very itself and appeals to you
as you are,
your vision, your likes and dislikes.
How is a rose even bearable?
A deep red
rose,
when it has not only that perfect shade of red,
that red,
should so much more often be red like that,
and long
and silky gown,
and even more roses.
But they aren't just hypnotically red.
They're also
exquisitely soft,
as soft as the skin
on the inside of my wrist,
along the curves
of my
neck, or stretched across the bone of my hip.
They are grippingly red, crushingly velvet,
and they have that enchanting fragrance, that subtle enraptured
that commands a room with understated ease.
The power of never having to try
to be beautiful. Beauty is as its nature.
An authentic beauty,
rooted itself,
is an irresistible force. And if it is true that you can look
fully on the compelling beauty of a rose, narrowly understood because of the purity of your devotion,
your worship,
your faith,
your love,
then you stand. That I could hold such a rose in my hands,
raise it to brush my nose
with its satin touch, and inspire the scent echoes
of my sister Aphrodite,
my grandmother Ishtar,
and all my sisters
and mothers of love and sex and beauty
and praises and power.
All this goddess beauty. In a river of rainbow rose petals,
dizzy and dizzier still, pulled down in the abyss,
drowning and helpless, needing to be saved.
Swirling down a cyclone of petals, like red intoxicating kisses
of crushingly soft velvet,
dragging and pulling you
through vertigo and cycles,
stripping layers
to fit down deeper into the compression spiral,
like being tossed
round and round
in the tumbled dryer
of your own conception of the almighty laundromat.
You can't escape, even there, the beauty of the tossing colors.
Dancing pants go round and round
and round, and you watch,
lulled
by all the different machines
going.
And the fucking amazing feel of thrusting
both your arms in a warm, soft pile. Of clean, soft things
could really just almost,
or even sometimes more than almost,
make you come there, unable to control
the rushing of the pulsing heat
to your heart.
So aroused by the trance created
by the dancing
of the defunct
machines,
and the playful beauty of time where you have to release your simple mind.
How could he not sometimes explode, pressed up against your hot, dry clothes,
and call it doing a load of laundry?
Such simple things, so powerful, so beautiful,
so erotic, everywhere, all the time,
an overwhelming array, dizzy combinations of more and more.
Easy, abundant, pleasurable things.
So much, really. It can be frightening and confusing.
It doesn't have to be,
but it can.
What to pay attention to,
what to do, where to explore. There's so much. And the more you see,
the more you know that there is.
To feel, hear, understand. So much to grasp
in that deep inner temple of stillness, in the passionate, bouncing eagerness
of your life. You are full of a magnificent fire,
and your love makes that fire blaze up,
consuming and inspiring.
Flickering flames that sing my name like a sizzling choir. Listen to your fire,
calling you to love harder, and let it all burn away.
blissful in a dancing vertigo of a heavenly loving rush,
a heat wave,
apply a sun,
blazing
its radiant pleasure on a dancing
dusty fairy.
You are the sun,
I can feel the sun.
That is your purpose.
That you can know beams
to beams
to beams, and
it feels warm rays
shining on you like your goddess,
warming you
from your skin down into your core, opening you and making things clear
and clean,
radiant goddess love,
penetrating light
into any anxious darkness.
And a shadow fade,
and a shadow
a thousand year darkness can recede in moments
when a candle is lit.
And you are full of candles,
lit for me,
and all my light blows through you
like a wind of clarity,
blowing away clouds of confusion,
also clearing a bright blue sky,
whirling
always there,
whether it's just in your memory or your mind
or your body,
which might actually be spinning somehow,
even though you aren't in the air,
so it must be the chair. It's floating
on magically merry-go-round and
up and down,
like a cacophonous carousel.
And I know that if they place those brass rings around and around
all the edges,
no matter how dizzy
and far you had to stretch,
you would win me a prize,
wouldn't you?
Teetering and tottering on the edge for me,
and you went round and round.
You would bring me a prize to make me proud of your gallant efforts.
Symbols, that's the thing.
Search for the universal metaphor.
The things that are like everything.
You have to know about poker
and Star Wars and baseball, obviously.
And everyone knows some of them.
You can collect them and trade.
Everyone knows some of them.
You have to know which ones you know and look for them everywhere.
To build the whole picture, even fishing or building a house
or a course, flowing down a river.
So confusing.
The more confusing it becomes, all of it,
the dizzier you feel.
And the more dizzy you feel,
the more confusing everything becomes.
Memories at random.
Do you remember the time you went for coffee
at that amazing little place that served everything?
Charming cups. Were they,
copper or brass or something inside of you?
But that coffee shop
was only open once.
Stumbled upon in the perfect moment.
Where coffee of any type
would be rich beyond imagination.
And this exotic scent
would have in any moment captured your fancy.
And that cup stands out always, says the coffee.
But never again, can you find the door open my eyes?
Even when you find your way back there,
with some strange schedule
change that leaves you
once again undone, possessed
with the desire
to recreate that perfect cup of coffee.
So often that eventually
the disappointment itself becomes your new addiction.
Each torturous time you try again,
you love the teasing building of your craze every time you are denied,
over and over,
dizzying,
as though the experience were on the tip of your senses,
but transparent as a sense of a total lack of actualization,
until it seems perhaps there never was
any such perfect cup of coffee that you might have been dreaming.
That there couldn't have been
just one moment like that.
Why would there have been
such strange, exotic details waiting
as if waiting
from some Arabian land story?
If only there had been a monkey wear
or something just a little more observed,
you would know that you would have known.
Had there have been strange times
in your waking life
that rival the bizarre of your dreams,
haven't their treasure.
Dizzier, much more dizzy now.
A falling, stomach churning dizzy.
You can feel the anxiety, the clenching, the resistance.
The holding back
that makes the disease an uncertain thing.
And you don't know what you'll do
if you want the right to stop spinning so much.
Can your body really be spinning?
Can you feel safe as you swirl and twist? It is only the resistance that is frightening.
Breathe through it, breathe
through it, love through it.
I am your goddess.
I am your goddess. My treasure. Fixate on me.
Breathe and trust me.
You are okay.
Safe.
Secure. All you have to do is
to feel clear and comfortable.
Is let go of all of your
resistance.
Stubborn fear.
Stubborn fear.
Trust your love.
Trust
and
your
feel
love.
Safe in my power.
Compelled
by beauty. You know that I love my precious treasure.
With a possessive goddess strength.
Goddess strength. I know what is good for you.
What is right.
What is right. What is your sacred perfection.
And how to break you open.
Penetrate
your death.
Penetrate
your
death.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. Complex inner
existence. Every corner of your eroticism,
from the inside out,
breaking,
shattering, shredding the barriers
that hold you back
from experiencing complete
surrender to your
breath and the power it gives me over you.
Only by accepting the inevitable submission to my control, my care.
Can you feel clarity in the freedom of embracing your magical and erotic enchantment,
the relief of clinging
to nothing that would impede the exercise of my will with you.
And as you let go,
obey me,
and just give in to the dizzy rush,
it loses all sense of fear
or anxiety,
and the pleasure of it,
the giddy, joyful feeling
of letting your body be spun playfully by my voice.
It's such a pleasure.
It's such a
pleasure. A safe, calm, secure,
peaceful. What a rewarding,
ecstatic place.
You've pleased me so much.
My goods,
my treasure. And I want you to feel good and sexy
and electric and alive.
You are my shiny thing.
And I would have you glitter.
Well tended, well polished,
glowing for me.
Doesn't it feel good
to just let me take care of
you, hold you, guide you,
and everything my country.
Doesn't it feel like total security,
clarity, and love to be broken in my will,
darling, special treasure,
special treasure.
Breathe and spin,
rewarded,
safe. Know that you are my delight,
and I want the first fruits of everything for you.
Know and feel how good it is,
how right and proud you feel
when you are uncluttered,
truly flowing with your devotion.
Everything flows
every day.
You have complete access to your own power
in the clarity of releasing
into the intoxication of your love.
Stripped down,
stripped
down. Now we are to the next
layer, my treasure. Now I can penetrate deeper.
Push you harder.
Push you harder.
Break you down
to an even more intricate level. Constantly,
in every moment,
you see with eyes open
the beauty you cannot ignore.
As it reminds you of
me,
and your love calls you to me.
I am laying down
roots
in your center,
wrapped around, integrating
into the conquered depths of your psyche
and soul.
No fear,
no escape,
only love.
Doesn't it feel extraordinarily satisfying to empower me with your arousal? are free. You are
magically
intoxicating.
Enchantingly addictive.
Let me
know. The pleasure of giving all to your pleasure inflames your desire.
Love
is not so that you have more to give me,
when you which is so for me to know how much you love me. Because I am so beautiful. And the more beautiful I am, the more you fall in love with me. The more desperately you are in love with me, the more power I have over you. The more power I have over you, the more beautiful you know that I am. The more beautiful you know that you are, the more beauty you are able to perceive. The more beauty you can perceive, the more beautiful you realize I am. The more powerful my beauty is, the more you understand